Sorry. Could you introduce our guests?
And absolutely.
Set the parameters of this?
Steve, is it Hagen? Hogan. Sorry, I can never get it. Steve Hogan from the city of Bellingham. Steve and his crew actually maintain and program not only Bellingham's traffic lights, but our traffic lights as well. Here a few weeks ago, Bo and I were able to go in and sit down with their folks and talk about it. I learned quite a bit about what our system does, can't do, and maybe could do. And so invited Steve here tonight so we could, as we move into budget season and next year, what have you, kind of get a realistic expectations for what sort of improvements we might be able to make to our signal lights, specifically the coordination of them, and if in the near future we start building one or more roundabouts along that corridor, how would that affect, good or bad, our traffic light network? Maybe not a network, but slow light network. So, anyway, with that said, Steve, why don't you come on up, and I told him that you all, it's fairly informal, and he'll, I'm sure, be able to answer most of your questions, or just kind of speak.
Yeah, I'm curious how you want me to start.
I'd say, if anything, if you can, give them a background for what our system is and what it can do. And well, over the years, you've had some experience.
Yeah, over the years, your system used to be a fixed-time system where it was set on Main Street and the side streets, and no matter if there's traffic there or not, it was kind of like Bellingham's downtown system. You guys did your Main Street project through here and actually put in some actuation. And at the time, we were going through in Bellingham and putting in a what's called a central system where we can communicate with, well, not quite yet, but almost all of our signals in a central location, a traffic operations center in our office. And so we took the master controller that used to run the guide closed loop system, and we donated that to Ferndale, and we linked your downtown signals to that master signal controller that sits at Walgreens to try to communicate with those four signals and run some sort of coordination program. But we, you know, obviously you guys know your traffic has changed quite a bit over the last 10 years, and you're trying to put 8 inches of water through a 6-inch pipe at certain times of day, like right now. And that's kind of where we sit. We maintain your signals. We've actually put a lot of time into your signals, just almost as a favor, but it's time that you guys do something else.
You bought some controllers? I thought we had bought some new controllers that we were
going to
try and
sell. We donated those to you. And I didn't look it up exactly. Time always flies. I always think it's just a while ago, but it's probably been 6 or 8 years ago when we put in that master controller.
Okay, I guess I thought that there was something else they were going to do because they were going to put in cameras and a microwave transmitter and some different controlling.
Well, that might be something that Greg's talking about that we've talked about that you could do. Okay. So I was just bringing you up to speed with what you have now. Well, a few years back, WashDOT came through the whole I-5 corridor and put in some fiber optics, and that's what we're on all through Bellingham. And so we think that we could, through WashDOT, working with them, we have a good relationship with them. We operate their WashDOT signals are on our system, and many of our actuated coordinated corridors like Sunset Drive, Meridian, Lakeway, Sandwich. We think there's a way where we can get you on our central system that would help us better manage your system, would be on our system, so we could manage your coordinated corridor. Right now, Walgreens, the Bounty, and I-5, they all run independent. They're not on the coordinated system downtown.
So right now, if you want to make a change to our system, you actually have to drive out here, open the big cabinet, and
to the master controller. That's correct.
And what you're talking about with the fiber optic and the cameras, you could be back in Bellingham at the central and do it remotely?
But really what needs to happen, and I think you alluded to it, somebody like a transpo, just throwing the name out there, but a traffic consultant really should we need updated traffic counts. We need to know what's going on. I mean, in the last 10 years, things have really changed. So.
When they had the accident, they took out that big control box. They didn't destroy any of the...
No, we were able to save some of the components. There is, unfortunately, a big bill coming, but it did not take out the master controller or the NCOM microwave system, communication system.
Okay.
So right now, we communicate through microwave now?
Just for the downtown signal.
Okay, so from Walgreens to the, it's kind of line of sight, or how does that work?
Yeah, line of sight.
And with the upgraded camera system, would it still be that, or would it be another?
That would be how the controllers communicate, because you don't have a conduit route. We explored that at the time, but when the new bridge was built, there wasn't a continuous conduit system put in.
Okay. So still having line of sight microwave for the downtown to Walgreens, will that pose a problem?
No, we could expand on that system, and we could go the other direction as well, okay, towards I-5. Okay.
So can I ask, and maybe I'm the only one that doesn't understand this, except when I'm sitting there waiting, it doesn't happen. So we used to have a fixed system. It was somebody set timers and nothing changed. It stayed that way until we received your system. So how does it precisely work? What changes it? What impacts it? How does it change? Just kind of help me understand how it works.
Actuated means it serves whoever's there, right? So you could say you're in the middle of the night and it's just resting on green somewhere. Say the last car was on the side street. It'll go and serve. It's running free in the middle of the night, obviously, because you don't need to coordinate it. And so there's detectors in the pavement now. So a car would pull up and put a call into the controller to say, hey, come serve me next. Well, when you're at a busy time of day like this, you set coordination patterns based off of the demand, and you try to set those. And you have to take into all sorts of factors besides the traffic is pedestrian clearance times, things like that. That's why the old fixed time wasn't the best, because you have to account for those pedestrian clearance times, which the feds have changed. Walking speeds have gone from 4 feet per second down to 3.5 feet per second. And so now you have to, yeah. did it for the baby boomer generation, and so they see that coming up, and so they decided to reduce that. So now we have to add several more seconds to the crossing times.
So, the city of Ferndale seems to be, for whatever reason, relatively notorious for ignoring advice. 7 years ago, we paid a truckload of money to a group called Transpo. They did traffic counts all over the city, from hell and back, and gone. Then we did Second Avenue, pushed it through the portal way. And then they came back and they did another big traffic count. And you saying you haven't gotten a traffic count in 10 years. Well, the last one they did, when we had our cutesy little animated slideshow, was of no more than 3 years ago. And I'm thinking it was closer to two. So you should have some really better data than 10 years ago.
Okay.
And Transpo suggested at one time that to improve traffic flow through downtown, we make Main Street one-way westbound and Alder one-way eastbound. Turn them off at 4th Avenue, turn them back on at 1st. And
sure,
we didn't even try it.
Traffic one way.
We didn't even try it. You know, not even an experiment. We just said, yeah, okay, that's cool. Here's your money. Thank you. They also recommended, and I saw this just again for about the 100th time, last weekend. Traffic is heavy on Main Street. It's backed up from 262 Interchange all the way down past Hovander. Nothing's moving. And guess what's sitting in the westbound lane? A 52-foot semi trying to make a left turn onto Hovander. Now you've got the entire whole damn downtown totally gridlocked. And roundabouts are only going to make it worse. Sorry, Greg. Because they're not going to be... Right now, people, you could see people being courteous. The intersection at Walgreens was completely open. So when the light changed, people could make a left turn out of Walgreens and get westbound on the street. They're not going to do that in a roundabout. They're going to pack that roundabout full because it's not an intersection in their brain. They're going, oh, I don't have to leave a gap. It's a roundabout. And when that roundabout gets full, now everything comes to a dead stop in all directions. Transport recommended that we close the left turn lane off of Main Street onto Hovander. And then we closed the left turn lane off of Hovander onto Main Street. That was 6 years ago. We haven't even experimented with it because we're dumb. And so it's just, you know, you can't do a two-month experiment to see if this will actually work? I don't understand it, but we're famous for that. So I know we need to do something, but all these schemes that we come up with, nobody pays attention to them. So don't get frustrated. I'll be frustrated for you.
So do we have recent data? We have more recent data.
Yes. And we also have a whole web page where we post it, so it's available to the public.
The transpo counts?
Transpo counts. And
well, and that also doesn't mean, so I do need to be frank, our agreement is to maintain your signals. For us to be traffic consultants and put a bunch of time into coordinating your system, that's, I don't even have time to send 100, there's now 45,000 cars on Sunset Drive and there's 55,000 on Meridian, and we're spending our time trying to move that traffic and not back up onto the I-5 main line that creates 70 mile an hour rear end accidents.
So should we think about buying your own system that we can control from City Hall?
If you have the staff that can.
Yeah, well, I was wondering who would do that analysis? Is that a are you aware that is a transpo kind of firm able to do that, or is there a specialized traffic consulting firm that would analyze your?
Several of them have different aspects to their, like transpo has a planning group, a design group, mm-hmm. An operations group. So they have people that do the analysis. It's the same software, synchro analysis.
Is it the sort of thing where we could give them the data and they'd say, oh, you just need to set your lights to these timers things, or is it like a constant refining sort of?
That's always a starting point, yeah. That is what happened. I mean, we all use the same analysis software in the industry. It's called Synchro. That gives you a good starting point of maybe a cycle length to use.
Gotcha.
A starting point. But in reality, you need to spend time and do travel time studies and
refine.
Watch queues and refine it, yeah.
Okay. So we have to hire a person who would do nothing but monitor software and monitor the flows?
Not all day, every day, no. It would just be somebody to do the initial implementation. I mean, once again, comparing it to 10 years ago, I'm just saying that a lot of parameters have changed. And somebody needs to do the analysis on that.
How often do you guys, do you do that analysis in-house, and how often do you revise that analysis?
For our own corridor?
Yeah.
I would say for Meridian, we never take our eyes off of that. Things change. A Winco will go in. A Joe's will go out. So all of a sudden, the side street traffic at Bellis Fair Parkway will go from, 400 cars in an hour down to practically nothing just coming out of the gas station or Value Village, and then all of a sudden it shoots up to 700 an hour. So we're... We're constantly analyzing.
And that takes someone to physically make changes, or is there a software? I'm sure it's probably not great, but is there a software system that could?
No, that's the analysis software that we use just to see what it'll, because it will tell you It'll tell you a level of service type information.
So without having a centralized control station, so to speak, our timing would only be as good as the last traffic counts we did and the last analysis of that traffic.
Yeah, your the modification of your coordinated system.
Don't we have someone doing a corridor study from I-5? Is it just I-5 to the railroad bridge, or was it I-5 all the way through? I thought that was something.
Oh, I-5 to Grand. So from Meridian to Grandview, the COG study.
Yeah. No, not that one. We talked about putting in the Little Bounty roundabout, and then maybe a roundabout at Walgreens. I thought we were going to have someone look at the flow to determine what would happen with the lights at I-5 if we stuck the two.
Oh, we're having.
Have you had that done yet?
Somewhat, but I don't think as well as what we're talking about doing now. I think it's Herman Traffic Engineering.
Oh, yeah, Bob Herman.
Bob Herman is
Bob's great.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that comes out. He's doing it right now.
He's starting doing some work with that in regards to we're under design right now for the roundabout in front of Higgins at La Bounty. Mm-hmm. Then we're also doing a 30% design for the roundabout at Walgreens. And so Record maybe is doing that, but they're working with Bob Herman to see just what preliminarily we could see.
Sure.
So what does it take to, I know a lot of people talk to me and they're frustrated about the Crane Street. And one of the frustrations that they express is the fact that if you sit at the signal light here, and it turns green, the signal light at 3rd is red. You can't go anywhere. You might get one car, maybe two, through the intersection before the next cycle. And when the red one turns green here, and eventually the one turns green at 3rd, the one at 4th is still red. So there's just a constant battle to try and get these things coordinated so that traffic will actually move. How do we attack that? I mean, I know there's ways to do it because I keep going back to the example of 19th Avenue in San Francisco. That's 5.5 miles long. It's got a signal light every block. If you set your speedometer at 34 miles an hour coming into the first green light, you will never stop. It's perfect. And they've been doing that for 25 years.
Is it one way?
No. It is not one way. And it has cross streets. But the cross streets are very restricted.
Yeah. And there you go. And so, you have a storage issue on your side streets for one. Plus, nobody likes to sit for a long time on these side streets.
We've had the suggestion from one of the members of this council to take and put a stop sign on Vista at 4th. Mm-hmm. Make it a three-way stop sign.
Yeah.
And then encourage with signage to people to turn off of Vista and go down 4th and come on the main street on 4th, where there's a good long lead-in. You can stack a lot of cars in that long block instead of bringing them up here and trying to turn them into a very short space. It would probably impact some people, and we'd have to do some studies to see how it is. I know that would put a lot of traffic right in front of the post office. Might not be a good thing. And we've got a really busy hardware store right there on the corner. So that might not really be practical, but it's a thought. And it's a thought that we could look into if we wanted to.
What would it cost to do a before we even bought the equipment?
We have to see just what that. We don't have that many lights, so I don't think it'd be. I would be surprised. I'd be very surprised if it was that much.
I'm thinking of more.
Especially if Bob's already under contract for doing that analysis. We'll probably add these next four intersections on.
Because just continue it on to
4th
Avenue and see.
So you've studied it enough. I mean, so if the objective is to get them through Main Street at peak hour times.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to work that out is to almost really restrict the left-hand turns. But what happens when you do that, on your experience?
The left-hands from the side streets?
Yeah.
They have to, they're going to, well, especially with your restricted access across the river, they're going to go somewhere else to get on Main, and, 4th Street might be a good example. If they can't take lefts here, well, They will intersect.
So, so people will get trained if they know.
They'll get trained.
If we it doesn't take long. If you're going to, like, the car there, if he knows he's going to sit there for 10 minutes to go left, but if we train him to go someplace else, he'll go someplace else to be able to get a free ride on the main.
Yeah, and there's cities, and I'm sure you've seen it, but they'll restrict left turns only certain times a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And you think
it's just a sign.
And you think that would work in Fresno?
Not initially. You'd have to give some tickets. Probably.
Yeah.
There's also times in Ferndale when the traffic's really heavy that personally I do the GPS model. Not the right turns. If I want to go down Second Avenue towards Pioneer Park, I'll go up the third, make a right, and go straight. I'm way faster than sitting there trying to make a left.
Can we, given the limitations of our system right now, could we make it the way Paul mentions that? Could we have, say, the traffic at 4th, or the light at 4th, or the light at 1st, or for that matter, the light at Walgreens, be one of them kind of the master? Is that, let's take Walgreens. Once it turns green, then with enough travel time, 1st turns green, 2nd turns green, 3rd turns, regardless of what the side streets are asking
yeah.
for?
And we actually have done a few adjustments as of late. We've actually extended the hours that your coordinated system is running. I don't have those on me, sorry. But we did extend those because noticing that running free, basically meaning the intersections run independent, wasn't cutting it. And so we did extend those even without having the total analysis done. But your system during the PM peak time is coordinated whether the perception is there or not. Some of those times when it turns green for you but it's red ahead of you, sometimes that is because there's light side street traffic at one of these intersections, and maybe it's down here where there's not much traffic. But all in a cycle, in a coordinated cycle, all extra green time goes to the main street. So what that means is you might actually get a green light early. Well, that might get you down to the next intersection when it's still red. So that is a perception thing where, yeah, you do get moving and you don't get to progress.
So that's not necessarily a planned thing. That's just a culprit of the side street being light.
And there's
light
different things. And if you don't like that perception, you can play with the side streets and go ahead and leave them green, where you could get that the actual physical progression of the signals. But you are progressing westbound. You do have a coordinated system running in the peak hour.
And I can't help but think and remember back a few years about, with our increase in population here, how much more crazy Main Street traffic would be if we hadn't pushed Second Avenue through to the round to Portaway and the freeway interchange. Because do you remember what the figures are when we did the traffic count before and after? I know that. And I don't remember exactly how many cars they figured it took off of Main Street, because people will go down off at 263, come down Second, and go up Vista.
Yeah.
And just completely bypass downtown.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that it'll be even better when we put the Thornton flyover in, if the voters approve that, because that'll be great. But it is better. Whatever you're doing, it is noticeably better now than it was 4 years ago. So that's all I can tell you.
It almost sounds like it would be better to go back to the old way, where Main Street gets the flow for 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden the side streets get to have 2 minutes, just to get a constant flow.
Well, there is something to that, and that's where you, as the policymakers, would need. We did that on the guide. We have a weird phenomenon, and even people in the industry, the transpos and consultants, there was always there was just a standard that you could not go over 180 second cycle. Well, what we found is there's a weird phenomenon in that south curb lane with all the people trying to get on not only southbound I-5, but northbound I-5 too. You know, and it stacks up all the way to Walmart, you know. Is it just doesn't move. The vehicles, no matter how many cars are there, don't travel the speed limit. And so we made a choice. Yeah. We made a decision that we were going to, once Meridian got up and moving, we were going to let them flow. And so we've expanded all the way to a 224-second cycle, and even to a 236-second cycle on holidays and Fridays. So that's kind of the phenomenon you have here, because you only have one lane of traffic. Mm-hmm. So once they get up and moving, rather than shutting them down to side streets, which is what the cycle length is calling for, because, you know, once again, you don't have much storage on the side streets.
You could
make that choice. He could let it flow.
I don't know what good it would do for the other side of underneath the railroad bridge to talk to this side when it's this side that's giving us a pain in the ass.
Well, I don't want to mislead you, though. That's just the master controller. That's a computer that talks to these four signals. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't matter if that master was sitting down here at first or fourth. It's still, we know this is your problem, and that mm-hmm. this is what's coordinated.
So if we made this a full 3-minute ride free, what would that master have to do making this?
Just how we would program the signals. It's just a computer to talk to all the signals at one time, what it does. It keeps them coordinated. It keeps them. About that. Well, I mean, it would take a day.
So if we tried, if we tried just seeing 2nd Avenue and 3rd Avenue, no left turns from 4 to 7, and then make Main Street the primary.
What would you do first, too?
Oh, that's right. You can turn left on first. No, you're right. So, well, no, I'm thinking from the side streets.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, you could turn left off of first on the main. But if you just said no left turns from 4 to 7, they do that in a whole lot of towns I've been in.
And given the social, we could, I'm sure, tell people to say that as of this date, Main Street's going to be getting priority for, say, 3 minutes or whatever it might be. So if you want to go up and down Main Street, start at 4th mm-hmm. or start at Washington. Don't start on 2nd or 3rd.
So what do you do about pedestrians?
It's called Frogger. No.
Well, pedestrians.
They're going to have to wait until that 3 minutes are over?
And something we could do with pedestrians, too. I mean, they've done it in a lot of cities. I think the first place I ever saw it done in my life was years and decades ago in the little town of Santa Cruz, where they just stopped traffic, period. And it was a free-for-all. The pedestrian lights came on, and they could cross diagonally it is kind of scary, but it worked. I mean, it really did work. They had like a minute or so to get across, and then the lights turned green again, and here goes all the traffic.
It still calls the ped signals, and they even have them at an angle, but you can cross anywhere.
So you don't have to be here. You don't have to be in these guys' seats. So, and we're not going to take your word for it, but. What would you do now if you were Ferndale? Would you consider that, saying, okay, well, you know, publicizing, eliminate the left?
Do you suggest cameras? Do you lose
if the political will, we can do anything?
Yeah.
No, if you were king.
let him talk. I want to hear him. If the political will, you could say, look, I'm the king,
so
and you can do it.
But, you know, eliminating parking downtown and a lane of travel. I mean, that's capacity.
That's something we haven't heard yet.
But that's probably, you know, eliminating the bike lanes on the bridge. And
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's your first choice. What's your second choice?
It might be to look at penalizing, that's what they call it, penalizing the side streets.
What sort of equipment would you invest in?
Well,
this is our wish list. If money wasn't an object, if we wanted to design it.
Well, we have the state of the art system.
You do.
We do.
And we being Bellingham.
We meaning Bellingham.
What if we sold you some jail credit?
Don't ask me about the jail.
But you could get us some information as to what a good shopping list would be for the equipment that we would
need.
But
I also don't want to mislead you and waste your money. Yeah. The master and the closed-loop system you have now, I truly believe that this is your problem. Now, forget WashDOT and Eastbound. That's a whole nother ball of wax. That's not your problem, right? I mean, that's not your...
Well, it is, but we can't solve it.
But that's not your funnel. That's not your funnel. This is your funnel. And so for you guys to fix this, you know, you don't necessarily need to be on a central system. That would just make it easier for us to make changes to your system.
When you guys, you eliminated the left at going north at Telegraph.
Yeah, that was a big political. We had people flying out from Chicago for the mall, you know, and we had the analysis to back it up. And that's.
Did you consider doing the left where you know I'm leaving Denny's and making left there? Did you consider eliminating that too?
The left out of Telegraph?
Yeah.
No.
Too much
traffic. We have dual lefts out of there. That's our heaviest left turn in the whole city.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay.
And you wait a long time.
That and the one at Sunset. Poorly designed there. But the eastbound left turn into Sunset Square.
Yeah. I'd like to see Bob, see if he can just, do we just eliminate the light at first and not let people reach? What are some of our options? Let him play with it.
Paul's on the right angle. I think it's, I mean, we're not going to find a perfect solution, but, try something.
We need to try something.
Yeah, years ago we talked about the idea of actually closing first at May. Actually, make it so you couldn't even take a left or a right on first. Mm-hmm. That it would just, you'd have to go down the second to get down.
Now that we've moved our visitor center, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Our event center, we're going to make sure you
because. No, naturally, at first, if you turn one way, you're turning into literally the parking lot for the auto parts store. So
yeah, given that, though, I've heard from at least, I think, three visitors to our area that come in here with a 45-foot Class A pusher and a car behind it and say, I can't get to the visitor center. What do you think, I'm nuts? I can't turn this thing left off of Main Street.
Yeah.
And they go down, and I tell them, go down, make a right, and go straight. And, you know, it's not rocket science here. It's really simple stuff. Yeah. But the first time they come into town, they try and make that left off of Main onto First, they can't even get out of the traffic lane with that monster like that. So, because it's a really short left turn notch, and where are they going to go?
And same thing at second, third, and fourth, I assume, too.
Yeah, it's tight. So, you know, we got our visitor center down there, but
can't get there.
You can't get there from here. Yeah. You can, it's just you just can't do it the way your brain would tell you to do it. Because we don't have dedicated left turn arrows.
Can you just ask Bob how much more would it cost for people to come out? Yeah. I mean, you talk about everything, making it one way, doing something with the lights. I mean, give us a couple of options.
And
closing off the left turn lane. Because the problem with that left turn lane is it's underneath the railroad trestle. And you've got a semi, and the only way he can make that turn is to get over all the way to the right. Now he's got all the lanes blocked. And then he's sitting there, jacked across both lanes of traffic, waiting for traffic coming eastbound to clear, and that can take a long time.
But what do we do with... How do you get that way, though? How do you get to
Jimstar? You'd have to go
down Smith Road.
Smith and through the swamp.
Yeah. And the truckers would learn, because...
BNSF wants to close that.
Yeah. Well, but
eliminating the left would one more,
it would make it one more difficult
thing in our area to say you can't.
Yeah.
Steve, the idea of no parking on Main Street, you would still have naturally the issue of going eastbound, going from two lanes to one over the bridge, and coming westbound from one to two. So you would still see one lane either direction over the bridge? Or would you see restriping and trying to get two in one direction?
Well, I'm just going on the assumption that PM peak is what we're concerned about.
Okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And so it would be two lanes east, westbound.
Right.
For those of you who want to play amateur traffic consultant, all of our traffic data is available. If you go to our Public Works page, click on Streets and Transportation, and then go to our brand new traffic data page. It's all there. Just wanted.
Riley, are turning movement counts there too? PM peak turning movements?
I don't know. I'll check.
That's what we're interested in, is turning movement counts.
Okay. But I really would like to try and at least experiment with no left turns between certain hours off first, second, third.
I think that it initially would be an enforcement because just because the sign says you can't, people won't. But if we have someone there for enforcement, then that would, people learn rather quickly.
But if you inform them, I mean, we've all driven through, like what Paul was saying, what Kathy was saying. We've driven through, cities where no left turns this time.
5 to 7, whatever.
And you go, okay, I guess I better not make a left turn.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can try it, and I can sit there and wait till 6 o'clock. But now, before, we had talked about, though, like a 75, 80 grand to change our system where they could change it easier.
Yeah, I think that's the cameras and the...
So are we not going to do that now, put the new things in and the cameras? Oh, no,
we still could.
Still could. I think that's a lot like water. I do want to remind you, at PM peak, it's literally 8 inches of water in a 6-inch pipe.
I just don't want to spend $80,000. It's for...
There's no magic.
$25,000, you can do something new and it will be... I'm a little concerned about having Bellingham. Because, 5 years from now, our traffic is not going to get less.
Right.
We're going to reach a point where you're not going to be able to do it. And I don't want to buy a system that you control, and then a couple of years from now, your guys say, we just can't do it anymore.
Just want manpower.
Yeah,
Well, maybe by then we would have enough power to do it ourselves.
Maybe by then we'd have the Thornton Overcross.
That's true. Do you want to, and I know this is traffic engineering on the fly here, do you want to perhaps consider the extension of the green light coordination on Main Street that we talked about here a little while ago, just making Main Street PM peak a little longer, a little greener.
Making it more of a priority.
I think that wouldn't cost us anything.
It's his time. And then we would need to see how it's better, and that gets to be the hard part.
How much does it cost to the signs that says No left-hand turns from that at the same time.
Yeah.
Just buy a sign.
We could repurpose the speed limit signs.
From Main Street onto the...
From Main onto Side Street.
Yeah.
So, either way. In reality, I don't know that that's... It would only be a problem if people are too courteous and stop to leave the gap and do one of these. Mm-hmm. But during PM peak, you don't have gaps for people to take a left turn.
There's no courteous Main Street.
Okay, so then those left turns really aren't your problem because there's no gap to take a left turn, right?
Well, what they do is they'll queue up in the middle of the intersection, which they're not supposed to do legally.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but they'll queue up in the middle of the intersection, and they'll have like two cars out there.
And then
when the light turns red, they make two left turns, and they're blocking up the side streets. So that's how they're doing it. If you just put the signage up that said no left turns, period, go somewhere else. Do UPS. It's a ticket.
How do you measure, once you synchronize the 3 minutes and we get it going, how do you measure
that?
Hey,
let's not throw that 3 minutes out anymore. The guide doesn't even have 3 minutes of green.
If we went to the guide model.
I know what you're saying. Go ahead. What's your question?
How do you judge success?
Travel time studies, for one, but... you would see the eyeball test would be a good one.
Yeah, it would be.
We would tell you, and you would see the queue lengths drop here, and you would undoubtedly see queues.
Okay, for parking, I'm standing in front of my shop watching traffic.
But what are we going to do because Slater, when Slater is open again? Because we're getting some artifacts from Slater.
Right.
Right now, yeah, we're being impacted.
We could change everything and Slater could open and we'd go, look at how much things have been
moved. Oh, you would want to wait. You want traffic to normalize before we did that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was
Main Street's
get hit with now.
Yeah, Slater
would. Yeah. And just to confirm, we do have those counts.
We have like 20
minute
delays on Slater right now.
Yeah, it's all.
Eliminating lefts at peak times, we know that's going to help.
It's tearing up our streets. That traffic is tearing up our streets, especially the manholes.
His manhole cover is 7-Eleven. I don't know what the heck happened.
Oh, yeah.
His big trucks.
Well, just right now, coming off the freeway, it took me 10 minutes to get from the freeway right there. I was the first car to 4th Street. And I was sitting at two green lights with no place to go.
If you lived in Redmond, you'd be really excited because that'd be a light
day.
Yeah.
All right, so what have we given staff a direction here?
No left turns. Whatever, you pick the hours.
Yeah, we're going to work on no left turns. We'll work on once maybe Slater's done and it more normalizes, extending the green light on Main Street. And I'll spend some time talking with.
Will Slater be done this year?
We'll see this month. Yeah.
I said 20 minutes.
Next couple weeks. That's
right. Yeah. And I'll work with Bob Herman to see what it would take to do a more maybe complete traffic analysis, including Hovander and some other options.
None of those videos. We don't want any of those videos showing our great traffic.
So if I'm, I mean, if we look at the traffic, and I'm just trying to get this in my head, is the busiest one is right in front of us. Mm-hmm. People come down Vista, they know they can come around this corner without a stop, and they can load up here and they want to go left. Mm-hmm. And at certain peak times, we're saying, no, you can't take that left.
That's correct.
So I'm coming down Vista and I want to get to the freeway at peak times. How do I get on to Main?
Go to Fort.
Go to Street.
Washington. That's why I said put stop
no
signs.
No lefts there either.
Yeah.
Aren't we saying no lefts everywhere?
No.
You could left
turn
cross
on
Main,
Fourth.
Or
you can turn left on the Main at Fourth.
Yeah, Washington.
Main. Turn
Washington.
Left on the Main at Fourth. We use Brent's idea. We put signage and stop signs at Fourth and Vista and tell everybody westbound to I-5.
Okay, not to dispute you, though, is there's more stack for lefts here. There's really not much stack
here
for
and here.
Yeah, yeah, but there's not much stack on 4th.
But, Gary, because of what you just said, you just nailed it. They come down Vista, and they fly right up here, and they zip around this corner, and they know that that's the fast way. If they go down 4th, they
down
know
Vista,
they've got signal.
I want to get to the freeway at peak hour.
Go down Fort.
Left on Washington.
Go
portal.
Go portal. Yeah, I guess you go portal. Yeah.
Actually,
maybe that's it. Okay, you
actually,
figure
I go
it
portal
out.
At peak hours if I want to get it. Yes. I just turn Washington.
Unless they're loading grain cars at quitting time.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is with 4th Street, if you're making a left on the Main, you have that big distance between 4th and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a short distance between 2nd and 1st. So if 1st turns red, there's no place for the left turn people to turn off the second on the Main.
You don't work at the hardware store anymore, do you? Or?
Mm-hmm. He does.
I can imagine the guy at the hardware store, okay, why is no one can get in my parking lot now in peak hour?
You can get in,
but
you'll never get
well,
you can check in any time you like.
So is to avoid all those stoplights. So that way when you hit second, you only got to worry about one more. Instead of going at 4th, then you got to hit all three of them. That's why I get
this. Well, again, I'll go back to what Paul said. Hey, what the heck? We're not this successful now. I guess people can't yell us go, well, we're trying this. I mean, you guys tried something brilliant. I'm sure that some people thought was the stupidest idea in the world. Well, they probably still do.
Yeah, traffic increases, and but our travel times decreased immensely. We have to get to that.
Nice.
40%.
40%.
Yeah, at the time.
Wow.
And there was only, when we first did it was 2001, there was only like 35,000 cars.
That'll be interesting to see when Costco moves to Bakerview what that does for them.
Bakerview will be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about that.
No. I was going to say, interesting code for me.
We tried to solve your problem and put it in.
I know. We did get the funding, though, for the on-ramp, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. Any other questions for our guests?
Thank you.
Really appreciate the information. Excellent information.
All right.
Very
great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. So we have a
little break. Home
yeah.
We have a large break until 6 o'clock unless someone wants to bring up something really important.